that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more.
When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this morning, this Saturday. Geez, what is today? The 20th, I think, already. Does that sound about right, John? Saturday, June 20?
Yep.
I think that's it. So we welcome. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant, and just Richard and John here this morning. The rest of the crew are, they got different things going on, and a little bit of traveling going on this morning. But we're sure here. We've got our coffee. We've got our Bibles, and we're going to open up in prayer. And then where this Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers goes, hey, no one knows. So we'll just see how it goes. Well, John, if you'll open up in prayer, we'll go from there.
Sure. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we come to you humbly this morning, grateful for this time that you set aside for your people to get together and to discuss whatever it is that you put it on our hearts, Lord. And we just ask for direction regarding that, Lord, that we would be directed to what it is that your people, the remnant, need to discuss. Ask that you guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding. Lord, we continue to cry out for grace and mercy, Lord, that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Lord, I pray for the patriarchs of each family, Lord, that you would specifically grant them wisdom, Lord, to make the decisions that need to be made. And as we go forward, Lord, that we would be able to heed, listen, and obey the Holy Spirit. When it's the Holy Spirit says to turn left, we turn left. Turn right, you turn right. Go forward, you go forward. As we enter these days where those decisions will become critical. And Lord, we do seek you to guide and direct us and show us what it is you would have us to do as your remnant, to come to that complete obedience, Lord. The obedience that you demand of your people, the remnant, that will not bow their knee to Baal. That obedience that your word clearly says you will punish the disobedience of those that hate you and hate your people when our obedience is complete. And Lord, we know we have some of those keys, but Lord, we want them all. So we ask, just as your word says, Lord, in the last days, that knowledge would increase, that you would continue to reveal to your people what it is that you would have us to do, Lord, those things that are hidden until the proper time. Pray for a special anointing to be upon those that seek to do your will, Lord, that seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and that seek to disseminate that information to your people, the remnant. Lord, we thank you for all the truth that you've revealed to your people through our pastor over all these years. But Lord, we know we're in the last days. And in the last days, demonic activity would increase. For your word says, but the Spirit explicitly says, that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Lord, we pray that not even one of your remnant would fall prey to these deceitful spirits or doctrines of demons. And Lord, we pray for deliverance from the forces of hell that are coming against us. Continue to pray a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around each and every one of them, your remnant, their families, and all that you've blessed them with, Lord. We claim each and every one of the children that you've given us, Lord, to take care of in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, Satan, you can't have them. And we rebuke the devourer, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just thank you, Lord, for all your grace and your mercy, knowing full well that you want none of your people to come to destruction, Lord, but all to come to repentance. That's our prayer, Lord, even right now, that you'd remove the scales from their eyes, unstop their ears, and that they would come to that repentance that they need to, Lord, that they would, in obedience to your word, be baptized for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen and hallelujah. Well, there's plenty going on out in the world. As you said, John, plenty to, or at least have said before, plenty to be praying about. We do encourage you, the remnant,
and against,
absolutely, to be praying daily. Hopefully you've prayed the Lord's Prayer. And we encourage you to start your day that way, and then we encourage you to pray on the Lord's Prayer, or pray on the full armor of God. You can look to, I got to get a little more coffee in me this morning, get woke up here, but to pray on that full armor of God. And once you do that, then the latter part of that is to pray for the saints. Go ahead, John.
The Bible's pretty clear that it's put on the full armor of God.
Yes, yes. And you know, I know the pastor taught to visualize, you know, that we are to visualize our prayers. And we're reading through Psalms now in the Bible reading plan. And boy, if you can't visualize some of the prayers that David prayed, if that doesn't bring things to mind, then you need to read them again. But we are to put on that full armor of God. And we need to visualize when we pray that on. Because we are in a battle, and we need that full armor that our Lord provides. And
absolutely.
So at the very least, we do encourage you to pray those prayers, the Lord's Prayer, and to pray and to put on that full armor of God, and to pray for the saints. And that's part of that that you read there in Ephesians 6, that once you put that full armor on, that's what you do, that you may be able to stand. And then that we stand once we do that. We stand for His word and His way, and we come against the schemes of the devil, and we take every lofty thought captive to where we can be that Christian soldier that is ready and able to do battle against Satan and against Satan's children and his ways. But unfortunately, so many today don't even realize that there's a battle going on out there.
Yeah, spiritual warfare. They don't even understand it.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just sitting here petting my dog that got me put in jail a couple weeks ago. If you went to Branson, then you know that story, and you saw the video. And if you didn't, then you didn't see the video and probably won't. But I guess I could tell the story.
Sure.
Sometime last year, my Labrador Retriever, Chocolate Lab, dangerous dog that she is, might lick you to death, got off her chain and went gallivanting through the neighborhood and lost her tags. And somebody grabbed her, put her in the shop, and called the animal control. Well, after she didn't come home for a couple days, like she normally would, decided, well, I guess I better go check the dog catcher. So I did, and sure enough, there she was. So after I paid the $150 fine and had to have all her shots and neutered and whatever else, $400 later, just about ready to walk out the door, and the officer hands me a piece of paper that says, here's your court date, must appear. I'm like, what? So anyways, I planned on going to the Babylonian court system, and there happened to be a funeral that took place, a tragic event that I was asked to come and speak at, and that took precedence to a stupid dog court. So I called the court and I asked for a continuance or an extension, and they basically told me you had to appear before the judge on Friday morning and ask for that in person. And I said, well, that's not going to happen because I'll be in at this funeral. And they said, well, you're on your own then. So I remember telling Jody, here's a power of your words. I said, you know, it'd be really funny is if I got arrested for that dumb dog being off the leash.
You know, there's sure power in words, isn't there, John? Sometimes we don't realize it at the time, but there is power in words, isn't there?
Yeah, but I said, I thought it'd be a good sermon illustration of how far we've gone in this country. Well, anyways, wish granted. Ended up, Jason got me a gift certificate for my birthday, and went to a local gun shop here and found a really sweet 6-hour 1911. It was a Spartan limited edition 300, which is basically the Gideon story. Ceramic coat, just a beautiful pistol. And something that I typically don't do, but ended up go ahead and get a background check. Well, it was a half hour and still waiting and 45 minutes. And all of a sudden, Jason looks at me and says, you're going to get arrested. I said, what? And two local police officers came in and walked me outside, and I said, well, what's the charge? And under their breath, one of them said, dog at large. And I just started laughing. And they couldn't believe it either, to tell you the truth. And he said, no, you don't understand. We have to arrest you and take you down and book you. I said, for a dog off the leash? And anyways, long story short, they put me in the squad car, and the guy, officer who was driving, called his commander, and he said, do I really have to do this? And they said, yep, the warrant says shall arrest, not may arrest. And so on the way down, I think the Holy Spirit gave me this, and I said, let me tell you something. You would have no authority over me unless my Father in heaven give it to you. This door could open, these cuffs could come off, and there's nothing you could do about it. And he said, you really believe that, don't you? I said, yeah, I believe it. I said, Jesus could have come off the cross if he wanted to. He could have called down legions of angels, but he knew it had to be done to save his people. And so I got to do a little witnessing. But the other thing that was kind of neat was as they were trying to process you, fingerprint you, and take your palm prints and all that, their super high-dollar piece of equipment that they just used on six or seven people, for some reason, just wouldn't work for me. They couldn't get my palm prints, couldn't get my fingerprints, and after an hour, they just gave up. And I said, well, I guess God don't want you to have that information.
Yep.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But what I was trying to say is there's a big difference, and we have to be able to discern the spirit. I didn't sense there was any danger to my life or my family's life at that time. It's just a nuisance is what it was. But when DHS is knocking on your door and there's sheriffs in your driveway, that's a different reaction. So we have to be able to discern what it is that the Holy Spirit wants us to do. That's what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit says turn left, we need to turn left. It says turn right, we need to turn right. It says go forward, you go forward. But there's different reactions for different situations, and we're going to have to understand what it is that we're to do at that time. I think it's becoming critical.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that that only comes, that's not a a milk of the word type of teaching or type of learning, either way.
No.
It's not. And that, you know, that is wisdom. It's godly wisdom. It's biblical wisdom to have that discernment, to know, when. When and what we are to do, I've sure seen, we can go back and read of the pastor in the when the state of Colorado came against the church, and the pastor mounted a defense and claimed Jesus Christ and got Jesus Christ as his death as and his resurrection entered into the state records. And that was a good thing. Entered into the court records.
Yeah, as a counselor.
As a counselor. And that was a time of fighting that. And, we see that. We have the, it's called the law brief. Many new people have come on in the, that's been, 25 years now, almost, that since that's occurred. But we do have the LaPorte Church of Christ law brief, where the pastor describes that entire ordeal. And we have that available if you out there at the Remnant would like that. But, there's also times, like you said, John, that, we just trust in the Lord, and we understand, as you told those police officers, that the only authority they have, especially over one of his anointed, is the power that God Almighty gives them. And when we understand it that way, then we see that it's not that God has forgotten us. It's not that he's turned his back on us. It's that he's teaching us something. He's teaching us something that if we will learn it and share it with others, then we benefit others by that. Others are benefited, by that very thing. And I'm sure that there are those out there that will benefit by that from this.
Yeah. What I told him, too, I said, I've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. You know, you got no authority over me unless my Father gives it to you. So, it was interesting to say the least. And then an update on that was this week was my court date that they gave me when they booked me and let me out on $450 bond. And then, so I went, showed up at court. Had a tie on and a vest, and just figured I'd go hat in hand. Sometimes better just to humble yourself.
Amen.
And ended up, I don't know if you've been to court lately, but it's like going through the airport now. It's all metal detector, and they wand you, and it's pretty crazy.
Everything but a body search.
Yeah. And then I enter into the courtroom, and there's like two windows, like ticket windows. And you go up to that window, and then they you just check in that you're a good little boy and you followed the rules and you showed up. And then they say, well, today the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to watch this 10-minute video on your rights and then you're going to leave and here's your next court date. And I was like, seriously? So here we go, another stinking court date.
Got to take time off work.
At large. No.
Yeah.
Exactly. And get the idea here, folks. The charge is dog at large, which means dog off the leash, basically.
Yeah.
But I forgot one of the best parts. One of the best parts was while Jason and I were shopping in that gun store, they just got in some 600-round bricks of 22, and that's been pretty hard to come by. And it was for customers and one per customer. So we had each had a box of those up on the shelf and some other stuff and or up on the counter. And after they carted me away, Jason went back in there, and the owner was behind the counter. And Jason says, well, can I still get two of these? There's only one of me. And he said, oh, yeah, I saw that your buddy was there, too. And he went in there and told them what it was, and they couldn't believe it. You know, and the place was packed because it was Saturday. And he said, yep. In fact, he gave him four more boxes, and he said, you can't buy this kind of publicity of why we have to keep our guns when you can be arrested and taken to jail for a dog at large.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good testimony as well.
Amen. Amen. And we've all been down, at least us locals here, have been down to that gun shop. It's a great gun shop, good people down there, always do you, you know, prices are very reasonable and very knowledgeable people, and it is. It's a shame that it's come to that. But, you know, you read about things like this happening in maybe Illinois or Vermont or New Hampshire or New York City or Pennsylvania or something like that. But, you know, when it's happening in Fort Collins, Colorado, it has permeated every part of this country. It really has.
The dog restriction laws are stricter in Fort Collins, Colorado, than they are in Boulder, Colorado. And it, you know that Boulder's always been like the most liberal city in Colorado.
Sure.
So that tells you one thing. But really, if you look into it, you can see that Fort Collins is a test bed for Agenda 21,
mm-hmm.
United Nations.
Well, guys, John, we'll open up the phone lines this morning, Saturday morning, June 20th. 2015, coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in this morning. If you're following, go ahead.
I was encouraging at Branson this year, having some new families that were excited to attend their first family reunion, and most of the people that are the regulars attending family reunions were there and said there was an extremely blessed, peaceful spirit. We did have one disruption that was dealt with immediately, and I can tell you right now that was the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
So we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the two witnesses. Thank you for the discernment, and thank you, Lord, for the removal without even a bit of controversy.
Amen. Amen. I think it just goes to show you that that when there is proper authority, and not lorded over, but proper authority, then you know it. It is effective. It is in following biblical principles, and again, not milquetoast principles, but principles of the word that are a little more meaty, a little more involved, and being vague on purpose. Remnant, absolutely being vague on purpose, because some understand and some don't. But you know, the Bible is so. I don't want to say that it's simple, because it is the most complex and in-depth writing that there's ever been. But the Word is true. You know, we read, and I think I mentioned it, went on Tuesday night, and see if I can come back and find it. It's in Psalms 19. So if you have your Bibles out there, turn over to that. We'll read that here in just a minute. But the Bible is true. And so when the Word says, when Jesus Christ himself said, ask and you will find, seek and or knock and the door will be opened, seek and you'll find. And then he gives the parable that, you know, if we ask our Heavenly Father, he will give us what we ask for when it's within his, when it's in his will. And I mentioned, you know, hey, don't go asking for lottery numbers. That's not what it's talking about. But you know, we asked for the Holy Spirit to be there in Branson, and it was there. And we asked, Absolutely. We asked for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, and for him to have there who the Holy Spirit wanted to be there. Now, you know, we know that there are families out there and good, solid Christians that wanted to come that just couldn't, whether it's because they couldn't get away from the farm or they, you know, just couldn't afford to come or prayed about it and it just didn't work out. I mean, several reasons. So it's not a blanket statement that each and every person that wasn't there, was not intended to be there. We know that there's...
Yeah,
you know,
but
there's,
we told point blank that don't let finances be
absolutely.
The reason that you weren't there. So.
Absolutely.
So bottom line is, you know...
But we prayed.
Anyone who asked received help.
Yes, yes. And several families did, and that's a whole nother subject. There are those out there that understand the teachings, the deeper teachings of the Word, such as bear one another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. And there were those that helped other families financially be able to come, that
Absolutely.
Sent in extra money and let us know they were doing that. And that allowed several other families to be able to come to Branson. And we're so thankful for that. And I can guarantee you, you know, if you're listening in and you're one of those that sent some extra financial support to allow that, understand that the families that received that help, that it was a massive blessing to them. But, you know, there were several that did send in extra finances to help families attend Branson. And each and every one of them, each and every one of them said, I want to be anonymous. I don't want my name put out. I don't want you to tell the family we did this. Just tell them that it's available. And, you know, that is Christianity.
And they'll be blessed. They'll get their blessing from God.
Absolutely. Instead of...
like the anointing of, as you're fasting, put oil on your head and wash your face.
Yes.
Don't let anyone know.
Yes.
So that you'll receive your reward from God, not
Amen.
From man.
Amen. And so... yeah, John, I stand in agreement with you. We had a great time at Branson. Several people commented throughout, several different people commented throughout the entire meeting, through the men's meeting, the regular conference, and the you know, many people got to stay Sunday evening as we picked up and cleaned up and packed everything back up and had a great time of fellowship Sunday evening and Monday morning of the sweet spirit that was there. Many people, you know, we had two people that came from the same city that worked at the same company and didn't know each other. and got to meet each other. We got to introduce
small
them
world.
And it is a small world. And so we got to introduce them and you know, that's going to be, hopefully further fellowship and support and help, for them. In knowing that, hey, they've got a like-minded Christian brother just down the hallway, so to speak, where they work. And, families got to meet other families, and Jesus Christ was glorified. There were baptisms. A young man that recently turned 20 got baptized there by his father. And we also had a couple that drove all the way out from Chicago. John, you know where that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Had a couple, an older couple whose children are out of college now, older couple that have been listening in on the radio and have been ordering material and have been hungering and thirsting for righteousness and for truth. And, you know, we say the same thing our pastor said. We don't have all truth, but by God, the truth he gives us, we're going to put out. And we continue to put out. And the truth resonates with the remnant. And this couple from Chicago have been hearing the truth, and they've been wanting to obey the truth, and they did. And they drove all the way out from Chicago and came out and got baptized. And, you know, to me, that was the highlight of the meeting. It really was, that you see. I mean, I'm, you know, what a glory it is when we see our young people get baptized, that have grown up in this, you know, and they get to that age, and hopefully they realize the seriousness of it, and they make that commitment. And that is a wonderful thing. And it's also a wonderful thing when we have an older couple, you know, not really old, but an older couple as well. And it's never, you know, while we're still breathing, while we're still here, it's not too late.
Well, even baptizing a 78-year-old man, too, is quite a thrill. Every one of them.
Yes.
You know, the angels rejoice. It's
I got a picture of that one, John. I know the one you're talking about, and I got a picture of that one. of is that you baptizing Bob in the pool? You know, and it is. It's not. It the parable of the workers in the vineyard is there, and it has so many different applications. It truly does. Hey, the reward is the same. There's a great, or at least let me say, there's a great reward. Whether we come into it at 20, 40, 60, 80, 90, we baptized a man that was over 90 last year, and he came back this year. You know, what a glory it is. It truly is. What a glory it is. You know, we are doing our best here at this ministry to fulfill the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the name of Jesus Christ. And you know, Remnant, we are able to do that. You are able to do that. You, Remnant, that support us, are part of that. You know, it's one of the men mentioned in one of the talks about how this is our church. And it truly is. It might not be the little brick church on the corner in your hometown, but, you know, for the extended congregation as well as the local congregation here and untold thousands across the country and across the world, this is our church. It is, and we're doing our best to follow the, you know, what the Word tells us. Well, John, the phone's ringing. Why don't we take a phone call this morning? Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Morning, Richard. Morning, John. This is Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Abundantly blessed.
Good.
Amen. Amen.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, too. That's the new one.
I'm feeling it more and more.
Hey,
I remember you just a few minutes ago, you were talking about the dog leash laws. Last year, where I live, there's no stoplights. There's nothing.
Okay.
Miles and miles and nothing but just dirt roads. And then there's a small town about 2.5 miles from here. There's no lights and lights there. There's no police. It's just a little small, quiet, little sleepy town, like a whistle stop, a place you pass through on the way to someplace else. But a year ago, down in the about 17 miles south of here, is a small town. It's a little bit more busy. There's businesses on both sides of the road, and they have a police department there. A bunch of pretty nice guys, actually. They wave to you when you're going down the road, and it's just friendly, you know. But last year, they put up a sign at the post office, make sure you have a leash on your dog and a license too, and that kind of thing. Well, lo and behold,
I was going to tell you
the other week I was passing through my little small little village here, like the one I was describing, and right on the corner of the road where I turned, I noticed that someone had posted a sign, make sure your dog is leashed and licensed. Now, how are they going to enforce that law when there are no police?
I don't know.
Joe, they'll have to hire more police, you know, build a new jail and prison because to take care of these lawbreakers that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I think they got some, maybe some unpaid snitches.
Yeah.
Because two buildings down from where that corner, street corner is a Freedom Lodge, which had been anointed by somebody I know, by the way. But it's so strange to me, you know. There's nothing happening. I mean, my good friend who lives about 3 miles from me here, a recently widowed elderly lady, she called the cops. She called the state police, actually, because there are no cops around here. And the word got to her that you're wasting your time calling the state police because they simply won't come down this far. I think the closest barracks is in a town about 25 miles away. And they simply will not come up here in the hills because they're not liked.
Count yourself blessed, Joe. Count yourself blessed.
I see the creeping.
And be armed.
You know.
Well, put a sign up underneath there, Joe, that says, "Welcome to the freak country, comrade."
Yeah.
Yeah, we.
They didn't like that when I said that at the sheriff's department.
Oh, I bet.
Especially the one big fat guy eating donuts behind his computer playing video games.
Yep.
He said, "You didn't get arrested for your dog being off the leash. You got arrested for not showing up in court." I said, "Yeah, for not having my dog on a leash, you moron."
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know, my daughter wanted a cat. Oh, I guess we've had her now a year. The cat. My daughter Sarah just turned 15. But a year ago, she's been wanting a cat at the house, and it's got to be an outside cat. And so we went up to the animal shelter to adopt one. You know, and you think, okay, that's a good deal. You know, somebody can't have their cat anymore, we'll adopt it. So we go up and find one and need a good mouser cat, a good outside cat. And so we find this and fill the paperwork out, you know. And you know, John, we talked about earlier, praying for wisdom and discernment and making good decisions. And so one of the questions is, do you have any other pets? And I should have just marked no, but my daughter's sitting here watching me fill this out. So it's like, yeah, we got a couple of, you know, little dogs. And so I put that down. And so you fill the paperwork out, and then you have to wait 20.
Are they vaccinated? Are
you have to wait 24 hours before they will. Then you come back and get the cat. I mean, it's you have to be approved. So we wait our 24 hours, and we go in there, and the lady says, "Well, you can't have the cat." And she says, "We checked on your, because you have to put on your paperwork if you have pets, and what vet." You either have to have proof of immunizations for them that they have had their shots, or what vet you go to. And I'd put down, we use the little, you know, the vet up the road we've always used for the ranch and here. And so I put that down. They called the vet, and one dog was up to date on everything, and the other dog wasn't. And they would not let me pay my $55 and adopt a cat until I went and made sure my other pet was completely up to date with all the vaccinations and shots and that. And we do that out here because living out in the country, man, we've got skunks, and the prairie dogs can carry the plague and all kind of stuff. So we keep the dogs, you know, current. But the one little dog had lapsed a little bit, and they wouldn't let me adopt another cat. A cat until until your papers are in order, until your dog's papers are in order.
Yeah. I was going to say, Jason sent me something in the mail, an email, I think Friday, that they just passed something in Boulder. They started these new off-leash dog parts. So they got these fenced-in areas where you can go there and work with your dog. But it's $2 a day permit to use the dog facility without a leash. So as long as you pay some sort of fee, then you can transgress their law.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's like the small little town south of me that I was describing to you. If you're friendly with the police, and I'm talking about the local, you know, somebody that's not a real brown noser, and you can usually spot them because they never smile. But I've come in fairly close proximity to a couple of them, and they know me, and they don't even glance at certain things like. I am a chronic type of a guy who sometimes I forget to get my truck inspected and my trailer uninspected. It's kind of a piddling little thing, but still they could really hassle you for it. And maybe I'm blessed that way. I get away with quite a bit, but I don't push it, you know. But
yeah,
it's always better to be, you know, open and friendly, and smile a lot.
Sure, sure.
Go about your business, because you never know, you know. There might be a time when you really need those police, and. You know, I remember an incident where I pulled into they got a small municipal parking area right across from a supermarket. And you can park there for as long as you really want to, I guess, without paying anything. I generally try to park there, but sometimes you can't and you have to park in the road, and it costs a whole nickel for 6 cents. For 6 minutes to park on the road. So I pulled in there and I noticed there's a little red pickup truck with the door ajar. And so I glanced in there and kind of made sure that nobody was dead because the windows were blacked out because you couldn't see in. It was obviously a young person's truck because around here, you know, you're working, man, they don't black out their windows, you know. It's just an added expense from the, you know, you can order them from the factory. And this looked like a pro job. But anyway, I walked out in the middle of the road, and I constantly do this. You walk out in the middle of the road, and sometimes you stand on the side of the road. That's the kind of a small town this is. And I flagged down one of the patrolmen, and I leaned over, and he's got his window open, and lean over and lean on the window, lean on the door, and I said, "Officer, there's a truck over there with the door is open, about a foot, and I don't know, maybe somebody tried to break in." So that's the kind of a thing that I try to do. You know, it always pays to be a good observant, working citizen that's concerned, even though I don't live there.
Well, it's a general care you have for other people, and that's used to be prevalent in this country, and it still is. I mean, it's just people have shrunk back.
Yeah, they have. Well, the crime is so rampant, you know, and our people are just not. It's almost like that's one of the things that our people have lost is that love your neighbor as yourself. And be concerned, not being nosy, but out of concern, and desire for your neighbor to be okay. Our people have that written on their heart. It's just, you know, it's usually buried so deep and covered up with so much of the hardness of sin in the world that it when it does shine forth, it's quite an exception. It seems like almost. Well, Joe, we sure appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Hope you have a blessed weekend, brother.
Okay, guys. You too.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
307-745-5913. Still got a few minutes here.
Reading in Luke chapter 10, which is where Jesus sent the 70 out. I'll start reading in verse 17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." Amen. And at that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to the infant." That reminds me of, "Lest we become as little children, we shall not inherit the kingdom."
Yes.
But, I mean, you just keep reading. There's really no place to stop, so.
It is. And you know, just that very concept that you read there, John, in verse 20. "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you." He says, that's not the big deal. You may think that's the biggest thing, that you can, that you know, you have authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. And you may think that's the biggest, greatest thing, but it's not. It's not. Rejoice that you've obeyed, you've heard, you've believed, and you've obeyed and gotten your name written.
Yeah, but he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. In the Holy
At
Spirit.
At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the
yes.
Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise, and those that call themselves wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to
Amen.
The infants."
Amen.
That's the part.
Amen. And how do we, you know, how do we get our names recorded?
Lamb's Book of Life.
In the Lamb's Book of Life. Absolutely. I think that was it volume 3 and 4 last year, John, of the newsletters that you had the articles on that, on the books?
13, I think it was.
Yeah, on
13, 1 and 3.
Okay. Volume 1 and 3, Dragon Slayer. And they're up at the website. You can go and read those articles, volume 1 and volume 3 from 2013. They are archived at the website. It's a couple of excellent articles on the Lamb's Book of Life and the Book of Remembrance, and John went into great detail in kind of you know, telling about them and giving you the scriptures where we find them. But that concept that these things, these simple things of the Word and the complex things of the Word are hidden from the wise and the intelligent. You know, when you're reading the Word, you see that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were the wise and intelligent of the day. And the truth of the gospel message was foreign to them. It was hidden from them. They were the wise and intelligent. And who did he reveal it to? Jesus walked along the shore, and he called some salty fishermen. "Hey, come and follow me, guys. I'll make you fishers of men." And they would be yeah. considered the simple of the day. You know, the working man today is still who his message goes out to. It's what the world calls the simple. Well, John, we got another caller. Let's bring him on. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah. Good morning. You were telling the sad tale of the encounter with the dog authorities and everything, and that brought up something I've from time to time thought would be nice to have. I knew. Listening to the pastor, Pastor Peters, through the years, that all the trials and tribulations he had with the bureaucracy, I think he lost his job because he had the government job, and then when he founded his church, and then the Berg incident, and then the incident where they closed down the church.
Yes.
And I know the pastor was constantly fighting the bureaucracy, and it would be,
Absolutely.
Might be kind of interesting, I don't know how hard it would be, to compile all of those accounts and put them together into one show. It might be kind of a powerful message. I don't know whether you ever thought about doing that, but then there was the incident with the topless donut house thing. it seems like you, the pastor and you lads out there, are constantly having to stand up against the bureaucracy. And it might be an interesting little compilation if you put it together.
Good point. I think it would be. You know, I know on the pastor side, it truly was a lifetime of, you know, fighting, of being fully girded, and then standing, as we talked about the full armor of God in the, at the beginning of the program, and standing for, you know, God and Jesus Christ and His way and His word, and standing against, not just praying against, but standing against the evil, the ways of Satan and his minions, and we'll sure take that into consideration. See if we can put that together sometime. That would be, but it truly was a lifetime of doing that.
I think it was very powerful, you know, and it makes them memorable, and also your mission as well. So, and you're carrying on with it. So, I think it would be good. I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm glad you like the idea.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when people finally realize that really the only thing standing between evil conquering is the true Christian followers of Jesus Christ, those that are fighting this spiritual warfare, those that understand the spiritual warfare, those that have been given the weapons mm-hmm. and are seeking to learn to master them, that's the only thing standing between good and evil.
Yep. God has his remnant, and it's because of his remnant that, and his loving kindness, of course, and his patience, that great day of the Lord yeah. hasn't come yet. But you know, I think it's fast approaching. John, you brought a review here just a few weeks ago about the sounds that are being heard all across the world and have for what the last 10 years of these some type of music or trumpet sounds, and as I was reading through Psalms this week, that another part there jumped out at me, and it's in Psalms 19, and it starts in verse 1. I think I've got time to read it real quick. It says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard." Verse 4 of Psalms 19 says, "Their line has gone out through all the earth." And the reference for that word, their line, says another reading is sound. So you could also read that to say their sound has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the word, of the world. And I read that this week, and that's what it reminded me of, is that that very review you did just a few weeks ago, because there are sounds that are going out all over the world that are unexplainable. Whether it's the trumpet of the Lord, the angels tuning up, warming up, getting ready, don't know.
He's warning his people, especially yeah. with birth pangs and
yes. Absolutely.
But I don't know if you saw this week, too, the Vatican is coming out basically with a massive depopulation doctrine. They're in line with Obama Nation's global warming.
Yeah.
And what he's calling for now is something above even the United Nations, a planetary court. Hmm.
And
if you look into him and Governor Jerry Brown and all that, basically it's the Georgia Guidestones. Yeah. 1 billion people is all that this planet can sustain, and 6 billion with a B must be eliminated.
Mm.
And
yeah.
what they've
that's their plan.
Tried to do over the years, they've tried to do it by abortion and by teaching people that having less children is what you need to do. And even in Africa, we talked about this before, the vaccines have made the women sterile, and they've gone into complete villages and basically poisoned them. I mean, the children are running from UNICEF and from World Health, WHO. And so the plan to do it gradually is not working, and the new plan is to do it by a large scale. And without the intervention of our Lord Jesus Christ, they will accomplish it.
Amen. Amen. Well, John, we're about out of time. Hey, we want to make sure, folks, we invite you to church tomorrow. We will be having church at the LaPorte Church of Christ starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 11 a.m. Central and noon out on the East Coast. And if you want to join us in person, just give us a call and let us know you're coming. We'd appreciate that. We'll make sure we've got some coffee ready for you if you want to come out about 9:30, and we'll be there. But you can join us right there at your computer as well. And the way you do that is you just go to scriptures4america.org. And if you have a good internet connection at the times I gave you, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 Central, and noon on the East Coast, you can just click on the live video stream, and you can join us right there in church and join us for the church program. You can also do that on your smartphone, on your iPhone and your Android. There's a way to do that as well. You just go right to the website, and there's a way you can just click on there and choose the iPhone. And I've done it before. We monitor the broadcast that way to make sure that it's going through. So we're doing what we can out here through the support of the faithful remnant. We're doing what we can to tend the sheep, to give you the opportunity to join us, whether it's on shortwave radio or the call-in number. You can call in. I don't have it written down right here, but you can look there on the website. There's a call-in number. You can listen to the broadcast on your phone. You can go on your phone to the website to the and see the live video streaming to your phone. You can watch it on your computer. And join us for church, for fellowship, for singing praises to God Almighty, for partaking of communion and remembering the price that our Lord and Savior paid for us. And then
remember,
for hearing the word.
Remember also tomorrow's Father's Day, and if you're blessed with a father, earthly father, make sure you honor him. But yes, more importantly, make sure you honor your heavenly father.
Yes, absolutely. So we do. We invite you. That's the invite. You can join us right there wherever your computer is in your home. You don't have to get dressed up. You can, but we do ask you to join us. It's an important thing to do. And if you just don't have a good internet connection, or you don't have a computer, we also record the program. And we on Monday we come back to the office and we make DVD copies and we mail out on Monday, first class mail, hundreds of DVD churches to people all over the country and all over the world. We send them into South Africa and up into Canada as well, in different countries, the two-hour DVD church. And if you'd like to be on that list, we'd be glad to send that to you as well. Well, John, again, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. We thank you, the remnant, for joining us. And know that all of us here pray for you, the remnant, out there. Again, our address, Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. Thank you.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off.
snake-eyed.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake-eyed. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.